This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The AP has learned members of President Trump's failed re-election campaign played key roles in the rally that led to that deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol building. The AP's Julie Walker.
This undercuts claims that the event was the brainchild of the president's grassroots supporters. A pro-Trump nonprofit called Women for America First hosted the Save America rally on January 6th at the Ellipse, a federally owned patch of land near the White House. But an attachment to the permit granted by the National Park Service lists more than half a dozen people in staff positions who just weeks earlier had been paid thousands of dollars by Trump's 2020 re-election campaign. Since the riot at the Capitol, several of them have scrambled to distance themselves from the rally. In a statement, the Trump re-election campaign said it did not organize, operate, or finance the event. I'm Julie Walker.
The FBI is investigating National Guard troops streaming into Washington for the inauguration, running their names through databases and watch lists to see if anything alarming comes up, as they worry about a potential insider attack of President-elect Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy tells the AP they have seen no evidence of any threat so far. President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate could begin during this inauguration week. Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro is an impeachment manager. He says this isn't just about trying to remove President Trump from office or even holding him accountable.
One of the other purposes of impeachment in this case is to make sure that that President Trump is not able to run for federal office again, that he's not able to seek the presidency.
The coronavirus has now killed more than 2 million people around the world, almost 400,000 of them here in the U.S. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. This is AP News. Israel has a deal with Pfizer, promising to trade medical data for vaccine doses. That's not going over well with some critics. The AP's Karen Shamas reports.
The Israeli government has struck a deal with drug giant Pfizer, promising to share vast troves of medical data in exchange for the continued flow of its hard-to-get vaccine. Some believe the deal is beneficial to the rest of the world because it would provide valuable research. But critics say the deal raises major ethical concerns alongside possible privacy violations. Many note that Palestinians have to wait longer to be inoculated. I'm Karen Chamas.
Here at home, West Virginia has been able to get more shots into arms per capita than any other state in the union. 7.5% of its population has gotten the first shot of two. That's according to federal data. The state got pharmacies to vaccinate residents, the latest in the fight against the coronavirus. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.